Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Impaired driving suspect's vehicle ends up on roof in swamp. A 49-year-old man involved in a single vehicle collision in Greater Sudbury's South End Monday evening escaped with his life after the quick actions of police officers. Greater Sudbury Police said in a press release that around 7:30 p.m. August 29, officers were dispatched to the area of Paris Street and Centennial Drive in relation to a single vehicle collision. Officers quickly arrived on scene and located the vehicle on its roof in a swamp, submerged in a few feet of water, with the driver still inside. Officers jumped into the swamp to rescue the man from the vehicle, as water was pouring into the SUV. The driver was pulled out of the vehicle and moved to safety to be assessed by paramedics. He sustained minor injuries as a result of the collision. Police say the driver displayed obvious signs of impairment, and as a result, he was arrested for impaired driving and dangerous driving. He was transported to police headquarters, where he blew over the legal limit. The driver was released on an undertaking, with a November 2 court date. Police have not released the man's name, as the information has not yet been sworn to through the court process. We would like to commend the responding officers for their quick actions that ultimately may have saved the man's life, said a press release from Greater Sudbury Police. Tricultural Group calls for rejection of Laurentian debt plan. Creditors should reject Laurentian University's plan of arrangement, and the insolvent university should be taken over by another public university for a defined period, says a local coalition opposing what has happened under Lou's restructuring. Laurentian University has been undergoing court-supervised restructuring under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, since declaring it was insolvent in February 2021. If approved by creditors next month, the university's plan of arrangement to pay off its creditors would finally allow Laurentian University to exit insolvency this fall. The plan of arrangement has gained the support of two Laurentian unions, the Laurentian University Faculty Association, LUFA, and the Laurentian University Staff Union, LUSU. The Tricultural Committee is a group formed by representatives of Save Our Sudbury, the Coalition Nord-Ontarian pour une Université de langue française à Sudbury and key leaders from local Aboriginal communities, in response to the devastating local impact of Laurentian University's use of the CCAA. This committee joins a group of fired Laurentian faculty who also say the university's debt plan should be voted down. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's homepage. Pursuit. Sudbury Relics capture trophy in World Ball Tourney, racking up their sixth win in seven games over the course of a mid-August weekend in Illinois. The Sudbury Relics, a local age 50-plus team, captured the ISC 2022 World Fastball Tournament Legends Division. It was enough to conjure up images of the sport from the heydays of fastball in the Nickel City some 50 to 60 years ago. For the likes of Junior Olnitsky and Mike Kane, Curtis, Chopper, Assance and Joel Belanger, coaches Howard McDonald and Frank Tabak, it was a reminder of the fastball they grew up watching, the fastball that could lure young men from across North America to Sudbury to live and work, and, of course, to play fastball. To be honest, the competition and level of play in this division has become one of the more popular divisions in softball, said Belanger, a 53-year-old outfielder who can still cover ground better than most players half his age. It is a sport that is on the decline. That, of course, wasn't always the case. When I first started, we ran into a lot of good teams, a lot of good players, said Belanger. Now we're facing some of those same great players in the 50-plus division. Read the full story. Elgin Street Mission is grateful for Sudbury's community support. The Elgin Street Mission in Sudbury is saying thank you to a lot of community supporters who stepped up during some of the rougher days of the pandemic when guests could not easily come to the mission dining room. Mission chaplain Reverend Amanda Robichaud said she was pleased when the idea was put forward to have outdoor barbecue events so that needy people could still get their meals. It was a great way to serve our guests in a safe way after months of isolation. It was a hit, serving up to 250 people a night, Robichaud said in a news release. The generous Sudbury community came together, with the city providing picnic tables, Penikian Hills providing burgers, Regency Bakery providing buns, SWAT Media with a tent, and the Lougheed Foundation with funding, desserts, and now a brand new barbecue grill, said Robichaud. This state-of-the-art barbecue will help us serve more guests in a more timely fashion. We are so thankful for the generosity of our community partners and appreciate their heart for our vulnerable population, Robichaud said. Photos. Idyllwild celebrates 100 years. Established in 1922, the Idyllwild Golf and Country Club celebrated its 100th anniversary last Friday. You can read a comprehensive history of the golf club in this Sudbury.com article by freelancer Vicky Gilhula, published earlier this month. The 100th anniversary celebration began with kids' activities, followed by a ceremony, in which members of the club's centennial committee unveiled a new commemorative clock, complete with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Special guests Mayor Brian Bigger and Golf Canada representative Owen Rigg honored the club with congratulatory plaques recognizing its historic milestone. The event continued into the evening with fireworks and live music following the gala dinner. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's homepage. Wednesday weather. Wednesday will be mainly cloudy. 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. Wind becoming west 30 km per hour gusting to 50 in the morning. High of 16 CUV index 3 or moderate. Wednesday night will be clear with a low of 6 C.